Holding the dimension of Aleph, we did Sefer Tes. We're doing the Mishnah Berurah on Sefer Tes. So my Mishnah Berurah, Sekhot and Pei, and Mishnah Bermachik. It's not a problem of Bermachik. Hainu, the shavo of his ephes, wax or pitch, we clear to behem midwarm hamismarchim, things which can be smoothed out. Hamimareach umachlut peneim, person would smooth it out. Yesh b'zeh mishum alechaz mamachay k'moshek sav nolia b'simin shen yudalud. So that doesn't apply over here because you can eat it below zeh. Okay, in love, midi kovid, he's not doing anything. Now, ha'im e'ef shalechel b'loy zeh, osur. But if it, without doing this process, it would not be edible, so it's osur, but it's only rabbanon. The yesh e'wud b'oichlin mi rabbanon k'moshe kosev esif hei. Wud in yesh b'hem m'machik mi rabbanon e'ef shalechel b'loy zeh, osur. So there's a problem of e'wud. Which this is not ibur in the classic sense of tanning it, but if this process makes it edible, moves something from inedible to edible, that's like the process of tanning in that sense. And there can be machik to rabbanon. Fine. But the person is marked by the case as Michael Shatapuchim, which is darker because of the bracha. The Maria Tapuchim of Shalom Alalachim, who would in Shuman Vechemo, Bevare Shari. To take it and just spread it out on a piece of bread as a spread. See, there's no kavana over there for memachik, so that's for sure mutter. The person takes the butter and he's spreading butter on his bread. We don't say the dikra kavana is memachik. He wants to smooth it out and have a nice smooth surface. The point is, he wants to have butter with the bread. So that's even if this machmer tabla bracha wouldn't apply to that situation. That's no need to do that. Okay. Then he moves into the halacha of peeling, likleif. So the problem here of being karleif is a barer issue. Mishum barer. Shem shem barer mekelilin le'el kishabar ochem in apsalus who samach l'sura kenedin who adin bezeh. So over here there's a heter in kiluf of samach l'sura. So it applies to shuman and b'solim. Garlic and onions. Uadim tapuchim, the same thing applies to peeling an apple. The gozim, or nuts on a shell. The shell of the nuts. Ushkedim, almonds, ugetim is that. In Pesach Floyman, a person opens up plums. Bizarik Hagarinim Akoshim Loniach Lachrasman, and he takes out the pits. If he's doing it, it's not for immediate use, but for later on, have a burger. With a Bukhim Gam Kiagava Yeshlam Gamkin to Osir, Abmiyad the Peshar Litain, Peshad Aflus is Sudashari. Um,
Where's the tarufis here?
It's a hard question.
This also seems to be psalus mitachochel.
So the Birlach is going to talk about that a little bit. And why is it called taking the psalus from the Eichel? I mean, or why is it mutter, considering the fact that it's psalus, taking the psalus from the Eichel? So now, this last point of taking out the pit, he's matir miyad lepet, which is mamish b'shas achilu, and maybe it's mutter even for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so take a look at the Shard Tzion. We'll see two things over here. Tzadi test first. The Yevshe Binyan Acher will have a kibur pshelus miyachol. So maybe we should argue that's the only way to do it. Therefore, even though it's what you're really doing is pshelus from miyachol, it's still mutter. Okay. Then in Sadi Zion, we talked about the example of apples. He says Tzarchiyun. They said the Prima Gadim says the Tzarchiyun, the Klippus at the Puchim Rebbe Elam Echlan Oisakach, Beladechik, people eat it. You can't eat Aflaniach Yeshem of the Shori. Because it's edible, so it's totally edible. It doesn't have a shame psalus on it, so that's oichel and oichel. So that's b'chama. That shouldn't be a problem b'chwal. The pshat in the Magen Avraham Pashas, the Magen Avraham's argument is that we had before over there, but once it's distinct enough that what I'm saying is I don't want it. It's like Taka gets a shame psalus, and now you're throwing it away. You're peeling the apple, and you're not using the peel for example. So then it's Taka psalus. Ach, b'klipei rivin, umerin yesh lomerkach. But I get it by the carrots and turnips and carrots, that were there. People did not eat that. They would dafka peel off that outer layer. So that would be more of a problem. That I get there. I hear the Magen Avraham stronger. Okay. So what I find interesting over here is the lumnas over here is we're saying that it gets a dinner with haruvis because it's dovek to each other. So the fact that the dovek to each other makes it that they're functioning as one, and the fact that it's there makes it in some way there's some element to how the fruit is diminished because of the klipa which is there, which is the psilus, and you're being attacked at the fruit by peeling it. So the person handled is also the chara. What about how do we take this? What about wrappers? Is unwrapping? What about a wrapper which is just basically sitting on top? It's not stuck to it. What about a case of a candy which the candy is sort of like melted a little bit or moistened a little bit? And now it's stuck to the wrapper, so you're peeling off the wrapper. That should be the equivalent of taking off the peeling off the shell now, peeling off the fruit, because now it's become dovek to it. So Rosh Hashanah made that chiluk in a case whether it's sticky or not, whether it's stuck to it or not. If it's stuck to it, that's this din. If it's not stuck to it, it's just a, then there's no tarubis. So the lumbus of the tarubis is, or even though really it's, they seem to be somewhat distinct from each other, but the fact that they're dovek to each other makes it that they function as one unit. So if you remember, they're getting in the Bir Lacha and Shinyotes came out, the reason why you need a taruvis is because that's what makes it one unit, and when it's one unit, there's a chesor in the oichel because of the psilus. So maybe it's called a tikkun on the oichel, it's not blocked in the gufa. So once it's one unit, whether it's because they're nisarab together or because it's dovak to it, you can say that there's a chesor in the oichel, which is getting a tikkun by removing it. What I don't understand is, like, why is it this dosh? That, why don't we argue that, you know, that taking off the shell, breaking away the husk from the grain is considered dosh. Now that now they've been broken apart and they're together in a mixture, that's where the sugya of burr starts. But over here, so as much as you're saying you don't want it, so now for you it's functioning like a husk. So it's like disha to remove it.
Did we see this earlier? We had the outer shell and the inner shell. What was that?
So we had a Mishnah Berurah in Shinyotes. So you're taking the goizim losim or goizim gedolim mitoch klipos on hayuruka. So he said, zeh domi kimitoch hashibolim. Al kol yam amot el shabra klipa kosher. But that's mutter.
But why?
What?
But why?
So over there, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if I recall correctly, differentiated between the things which you move before you bring it to the table, the Gletal said the chilek is the things that you threshing is done as part of the process of preparing the kri. You don't wait till you bring it to the table to do threshing. So anything with the derech is to bring it to the table in that state, that's not called disha. So taking off the peel from an apple is not called disha. Whereas breaking the husk away from the kernel is called disha, because that was something you would do in the process of preparing the kernels for storage. You would do the threshing process. You wouldn't bring it to the table like that.
I
So that was the Eliezer's argument. So he says over here there was two layers. The outer, what the kippah heroika was normal to remove it before you bring the nut in, and the outer, the regular shell, was normal to bring it. The person would bring it into their house and break it then.
It's basically what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here. No, the davar zeh shekalif haklipa mehen bechlal tikuna uchlahu v'lo sheyach brera. It's part of the process of eating, like taking the shovel. That's in the same Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Yudas.
Right. Well, okay. But that's what we're discussing in Breira. You know, the question is right. The Hagdorah, why it's in a dosh. We discussed then. That the grapes. There's a more which says taking the dates out of their clusters is mafarik. It's dosh.
What do you mean out of the clusters?
Dates grow in very large clusters on the tree. So they call mechpodis, mechabdis, mechpedis. These big clusters. So that's called dosh, to break them off, to break them out. So the question is, so why are grapes, take dates off their cluster, chayv skila, take grapes off their cluster, and that's mutar gomer. What's the difference? So the teretz is, you don't bring the mechabdut. But there is another pshat, my mind is blanking on the other pshat right now. That was the only talis chiluk, he said the chiluk like that. There was somebody else. She's a Shabbos at a different pshat, and my mind's blanking on what the other pshat was. What the chiluk is? Okay. We discussed this then. We talk about they now sell tomatoes on the vine. It's the mice that Derek Rebbe Elam is not to do that, to bring them to the table on the vine. So you might have a mafarik issue to take them off of the vine. Rebbe Minyan people remove the tomatoes from the vines before they bring it to the table. But there's another pshat. Okay, I'll come back to me, Milamarab or something like that. Okay, Zuck the. So there's a few points over here in the Bir Alocha here on your test, and then also a few points back in Tezayin, which you want to look at also. Bir Alocha b'Michael. See, the Machel, but the b'Michael shatapuchim shadarker b'kach tovel abrocha. So the Dvar Halacha, any day Ma'ar Malamdeinu, Mitzchila Ma'ar Nami B'Maychol Shatapuach. Like we're saying, you know, by this you can be Meikel, but by Maychol Shatapuach, I mean, it's good that they Ma'ar. Like we've told Maychol Shatapuach the whole time. What's the case of Mordechai? After the bar, Ron Harris, the Ma'ar Ein L'Hachor Rak B'Maychol Shatapuach. What then, Metabuchi Adama, or the Kedar Meshaderachu Liyapas Elahachu Gamaychal Ayaleh Meruach Umechti Kimereach, which are the word Meichal Ein Lahach Meklal. Who came Mashem Hekel Magen Ramal Bemereach Alalechem? And Magen Ram Hekel Metamacher Kmarshim Nitzbil Kamei. So maybe there's a difference between, let's say, a Mashal person. There are certain things which you want to make a fancy meal. And you want to take your the mashed potatoes and smooth it out in a very nice way, so it looks very presentable. So that's not a heter of that's where the Ramah is being machmer, because that's a normal thing to do. And that therefore, that your kibbutz is not l'shem achila. Your kibbutz is l'shem mimareach, at least mirabon or whatever it is. So Mark was talking about the bracha, okay. But the Mishabura said to spread it on the apple jelly, the apple butter, like this soft cooked apple. You want to spread on the bread and eat it like that. So that's mutter. I'm not going to rush because of a shame I go to smack the mutal of Mirach to Pukham Gam and the Makam Arakon. Besides my grum, the Hua Din Allah Lechem. Because the Vara Dibre Magan Rum, Atik Lashon Hagos, the smack by Atzma. So what does he mean? Zelashon Hashem. Arach Hashem, he mitchil the Yesh Mamachik, Bochle Mirabonon, the Zidisha Mamachik Mirabonon, by foods. Cause of Hashem, the mutal of Mirach, the Pukham of Vashal, the Vashal, the Vashal, Kiman Chair Oysa Ella Kade Lisiman Bimakam Shane Shom Akana Shana. So a person takes you had like an apple, Danish apple strudel, whatever it was, and you take the cooked apple, you and it's already soft, you're spreading it out, that it should reach spread out over more of the food, that the food should taste better. So he says your goal, but there isn't that you want it smooth. That's just a vehicle how to get it to the empty spot where there wasn't any of the filling. So you're spreading the filling. So you should have all of the cake that you're eating, the dough that you're eating, should also have the filling as well. So there's no kavanah in the shem yiruach. It's not really doing anything. So it's a very lenient iser. Fine. So Likleif. I'm Shabura, who may have said Bashem Yasham, the issue is I'm Shumalech's Burr, the problem over here is Burr. Mashakosav Ramo also Likleif. It's not lafka osir as opposed to, you know, osir meaning not chayiv. It's full-fledged bar deraisa. Inami, the reason why the Rambam used lashon of avol of osir not chayiv is because you want to contrast it to the end of the thought. Lechol alter shori. So this you can't do, this you could do. So that's the correct lashon. The rest of lashon the alter afil lechatkila shori. So he said this. But we're not saying it's only Osir Mirabonin. It's not just Osir, it's Chayiv. The Kim and the Kalif of Chalberu, the Yerushalmi is saying that this is a form of Barer. It's pselus mitzechol. So we done with the raisa. How could you be mad to that? It's brought up as a mention. You test pselus mitzechol. I feel the altar is chayiv. When the erik the kim and the yafshar binyan akher, but there chachilos mekach loy mikri pselus mitzechol. This is not called pselus mitzechol. This is derech achila, and the point of oichel mitzvah pselus was derech achila. So these things which you have to peel, and that's how you eat them. So that is called, that's equivalent of oichel that of oichel mitzvah pselus. Shenel lechol atoich, because your goal over here is not so much; it's just to eat the that which is inside, and this is how you eat what's inside. B'chol shu la'alter shari. Fine. Okay, the rest of it I'm not involved in. Fine. Just looking back at Tezayan. So the Bir Loch al Shabbos Osir. So the at the bottom of page 300. So the Asherim said that to add the liquid into the chardel or the shum is also on Shabbos, because adding liquid itself is simply without any doing any stirring is, according to this sheet, is osir. But the evidence lesser ki harba poskim makilim b'kisvar rishon. A person did it. There's no dinner ma'aseh Shabbos. Because most of the Shannon hold not like that. The Masham Sheet doesn't also Lisha Gemur, but Shabbos Lisha and also Philip Yevit. It goes into the Dinamot Lechas of Mysa Shabbos. Chemash Shem Shin Ches the file of Ayn Sham. Okay, I guess that's everything I wanted to cover in that. Just a few points over here that the Moshe of Dirsho adds in. So going back to the first half of the Sif, which deals with the issue of Teichen, so the point over here is the question which the person grew up deal with, we're being matter to crush these three phrases, because a lot of the process really is done before Shabbos. They've been pulverized and they've been cooked, and that really softens them and makes so pounding a little more is not really doing too much. So is the main point the fact that you've actually done the mice of pulverizing it before Shabbos, or the main point is that this stage, which is so soft and it's falling apart a little bit, so pounding is not really doing too much. It's pretty much falling apart on its own. So the nafkamina would be, if I would have a fruit which became like very soft and by itself without doing any process to it, so I want to take a banana which became like very mushy, and I want to press it down to feed my child. So am I doing teichen? So I didn't do anything to it beforehand. So the hetzer is basically that I've done something. I didn't do anything. The point is that this is really pretty much, it's not mechusar shchik anymore because it's so soft. It's very, just very easily presses, etc. It's not really doing anything. So here it brings over there that the if they're soft enough that when you pick up one side, the other side is just going to fall apart. So Shlomo Zalman held that's not considered it's falling apart by its own. That's the equivalent of you've had dicha, and it's only mechusar shchik ma'at, and there's always sort of teichin in that situation. So if I want to take the it and mush it down with a fork to give it to my child, it would be mutter. Now the Moshe has a chew where he says that soft bananas, there's still a sort of teichin. Because that the fact that they're naturally soft doesn't make it that it's if you've done teichin. Over here, it's not that even if you haven't done all the steps of the process, but the cooking is a way of softening it and making it fall apart. So that I did before Shabbos. I cooked it. But if it comes naturally, that or mashal, that still would be a problem of teichin. So that's one point. On the barer issue, on the karlif issue, taking out talks about taking off the stem. Shimon Zalman said that's not. That's b'chal not considered more of what the, you know, that you have an apple, you want to take off the stem. That's not called burr, because it's not more of together with the food in any way. It's not mixed together, and it's not in this sense of dovek to it, to the point that it makes it not usable as is. It doesn't exist either. So that's not a problem. Many brings up some of that Nissan Karel, it's actually that the Chazon Ish held that the taking off the stem would be like taking off the klipa. Taking off the shells of eggs, so the halacha applies. It's like peeling something. Taking off skin from chicken, so we discussed that then. Skin from chicken is not considered, since it's edible and most people eat it. If you're living in that world, that would be, that's considered that. It's the fact that I'm removing it. Once it's cooked, it's less attached than the case of the klipa of the apple. So it's not called karlif to take it out off from Rosh Holtz. If you're a mock with garment that you won't eat it, for you it became that is a problem. Person wants to peel grapes. They give their kids grapes, they peel them. So peeling grapes, pashas, like that would that might go into the this argument, you can't call it, but most people if in general it's mama's eaten together with it, and there's no process of peeling it normally. So the fact that you said the peel of the chersh doesn't make it into different min. We spoke about the candies. You're allowed to peel this with a knife. You can't use a peeler. Ramosha has some interesting words on the tshuva, and I read the tshuva multiple times, and I sometimes you feel like you're getting it, and you get closer to pshat, and then you take note. Rosh is mechalak between. I'll tell you the words, because I don't truly understand it. So that, let's say I have like a slotted spoon or a strainer, where the process that it's doing is something which I can't do by hand. So it gives you a different, it gives you a totally different type of result, as opposed to the case of the knife, where it's not being messier on the burrer, it's just making your process of taking off the peel easier. So I guess what do you mean? You could dig your fingernails in and peel it off slowly, piece by piece. And instead of doing that, you use a knife. So I could pick out the items from the liquid by hand. I wish I had a better way of saying it. I don't know.